Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
I say unto you, look at the things that are happening around you, says your Father God. For I am causing the things that come upon the earth to wake up the people of the earth, to wake up my remnant, says God. Be ye warned by these things, says the Lord.
Work side by side, says the Lord. Work with me and with each other, says the Lord.
Yes.
And my anointing will increase. I cry out, be my vessel, says God.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, I've been thinking about the word grace. It's found 38 times in the Old Testament and 123 times in the New. The reason it's mentioned more in the New Testament is because it was a gift we received from our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! And I'd like to share a few verses I found. Acts 15:11. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they. Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. And Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. Isn't that the most wonderful gift you ever heard of? God's forgiveness, mercy, and never-ending love. Amen. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. We shout hallelujah, our dear friends, as we praise the Lord and we expose the false tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead? And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you, amen. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. We believe one person can make a difference. If you also believe that, partner with us, and together we can make a whole wide world of difference. Just pray about becoming a Signs Radio spiritual sponsor. The need is great. This ministry needs your help. Write Box 122 today, won't you? Bless you, our friends. When you write, if you are supporting Wednesday nights, please mention that, because it is an important part of keeping Wednesdays on through March and into April. This program is listener-supported. Each program must receive enough support to keep it on the air. Now, for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, titled, Is Ours the Last Generation? Matthew chapter 24, verse 34. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Watchman comment, we are now approaching the year 2018, which will mark 70 years from Israel's statehood on May 14, 1948. Jewish sages have remarked that modern Israel's years should be reckoned in the same way as the man mentioned in Psalm chapter 90, verse 10, which is, the days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. My. They have written that the formative generation of Israel is nearing 70 years, and is therefore almost at an end. After that, they say, world events will usher in Messiah and the kingdom. Jesus said, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Matthew chapter 24, verse 34. If the leaves of the fig tree can be said to have sprung forth in 1948, then the generation is now 65 years old. Of course, no one can be certain about the actual birth date of the last generation. On the other hand, there is hardly any doubt that we are witnessing the conditions surrounding the initial restoration of Zion. We must therefore be in the last generation, as it is a mere 5 years until Israel reaches the grand old age of 70, the years of a man, Psalm 90, verse 10. However, we may not have 5 years left, my friends, before the rapture. Either way, it is so close, so very close now. So get right and get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Glory, hallelujah, amen. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1:3.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt not say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Seek ye no longer the city, says the Father. Stand not fast there, for in the cities is the corruption of the unholy one. For even from the beginning of time, the cities have not been a place for my people. For those who love me and are called according to the purpose for which I have called them to. But I say to you now the cities become even more immoral, more corrupted than ever before. They no longer hold fast to my word. They no longer teach who I am. And it is time now to leave them, says the Lord. It is time now to leave the cities. It is time now to go out from them, to go out from that which is not of me, and to establish a place of safety, a place where I can be taught, a place where I am found and can be felt and can even be seen, says the Father God.
The false church has set its course, but the true truth believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand, our friends. Now, Mark in Wisconsin has, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent a very generous WOW Walk on Water love gift to sponsor tonight's Wednesday night program. Thank you, our friend, for supporting Wednesdays. God bless you. Please know that each science program must support itself in order to remain on the air. I pray, Lord, you will bless those who help sponsor all your science programs, Lord. And please, Lord, touch those who can send help during March. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program tonight. Please, Lord, touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Our friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled, The Work of God's Hand. Now the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Now the final installment, part 3 of the Malachi prophecy.
Is Malachi describing the end of the Catholic Church or the end of the world? Is Peter the Roman the last pope who will follow the current pontiff, Benedict XVI?
St. Malachi claims that he had a spiritual experience one day, and while in a trance, God showed him all of the popes that would exist from his time until the last pope. Malachi was given a prophecy of 112 popes. Well, the Benedictine order has been powerful in the Roman Catholic Church for a long time, and it has a symbol you may be interested to know, and by now you've guessed it. The symbol of the Benedictine order is the olive. So he chose the glory of the olive. He, now that he's the Pope representing the Benedictine order. So the question has to be asked, are we right now watching the 111th Pope? Now, the prophecy says that in the days of the 112th Pope, Rome will be destroyed. Well, I don't know what to say about the prophecies of St. Malachi. I don't know whether I believe in them or don't. I'm simply telling you that if this is coincidence, it's very coincidental. But I do know this. The Bible says that right at the time of the Battle of Armageddon, the city of Rome is going to be destroyed. And that's what it says happens at the 112th Pope. Now, it's really interesting that this Pope just elected was elected at the age of 75. the cardinals chose an older pope on purpose because Pope John Paul II had ruled the church for so long that he had totally changed the texture of the church. They felt like they did not want a pope that would rule for a long time, so they picked a man 75 years of age. Today he's 76 years of age. So how long will he rule? If, in fact, he is the next to the last pope, and all the other signposts that we're talking about today are coming to pass right now, then perhaps St. Malachi was on to something. Perhaps the next pope will be the last pope. Now remember, in the St. Malachi prophecy, it says the last pope will be Peter the Roman. Now whatever that means, apparently he's going to be a person from Italy. We've had two popes in a row not from Italy, the first two popes not from Italy in 455 years. All of a sudden, it looks like if St. Malachi's prophecy is correct, and I can't tell you whether it is or not. It's not biblical. It's just something that happened. But if, in fact, it is correct, after this pope, the next pope elected will preside over the destruction of the city of Rome. Several times in the book of Revelation, Rome is referred to as Mystery Babylon. Revelation 17, Mystery Babylon is called the City of Seven Hills. Rome is the City of Seven Hills. And the destruction of the city of Rome is mentioned several times in the book of Revelation. And that's what St. Malachi said. So here we are. You got St. Malachi's word, which you have to take with a grain of salt, but you got the Bible that you can take to the bank. And it's telling us, you and me, that we're getting closer and closer to the second coming.
Now, my friends, we continue on with the prophecy news behind the news. New Hampshire gun store names Nobama Salesman of the Year. That is just too funny and right on, folks. The poster in this front window of the collectible arms and ammo store has a picture of President Obama with the title as Firearms Salesman of the Year and two AK-47s below the picture. Another poster next to that one features pictures of Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Mao Zedong with a statement that reads, "All experts agree, gun control works." The owner of the store makes no apologies. And neither do I. Continuing. Former Republican nominee for U.S. VP Sarah Palin says Fed's stockpiling bullets in case of riots after default. She claims the threat of default exists because Washington politicians are not serious about reducing the country's debt, as evidenced by the drama over the sequester. "Put a fork in us," Sarah Palin said. "We're finished. We're going to default eventually, and that's why the feds are stockpiling bullets in case of civil unrest." Watchman comment, "I believe she's right there, but I also believe they are also buying up bullets so that no one else can have them. Have you been in a Walmart store lately? The cases of ammunition are empty." Continuing. Obama death drones creating fear among Americans. Experts predict that by the end of this decade, there will be about 30,000 drones flying over the United States. My, oh my. Did I not warn you? Do you believe me now? Continuing. Legislatures in at least 11 states want to impose limits on the usage of UAVs, which are unmanned aerial vehicles, as worries grow that the unregulated use of drones would erode the liberties of Americans. This has created an outpouring for complaints regarding citizens' constitutional protections against illegal search and seizure, Fifth Amendment protection, and other issues. Continuing. Beware, universal flu shot just around the corner. A Madison, Wisconsin-based vaccine company is about 1 year away from enrolling a new universal flu shot into clinical trials, according to reports. The vaccine, known as ReadyFlu, is said to provide protection against a host of viral strains and would only need to be administered once every 3 to 5 years. But, like all other flu shots currently available on the market, ReadyFlu will more than likely also contain a potentially deadly cocktail of toxic chemical adjuvants. ReadyFlu contains a live virus that allegedly cannot replicate, though it does trigger a robust immune response. Watchman comment, "A live virus? My, oh my. Not me, folks. And you can take that one to the bank. Aluminum, antifreeze, petroleum-based toxins are abundant in the flu shots, and they aren't going into my body. my bank, that is, continuing. Eric Holder sounds the sequester alarm. The looming budget sequestration made Americans less safe, Eric Holder said. Anyone who says otherwise isn't telling the truth. This is something that is going to have an impact on the safety of this country, the U.S. Attorney General said. And anybody that says otherwise is either lying or saying something that runs contrary to the facts, Holder said. Watchman comment. Holder may be telling the truth about the sequester, but, the Democrats created it, and that he is not telling you. He's blaming it on others. The rest of the time, the Communist Socialist Democrats do what they do best. They cover up with their lies and propaganda. Continuing. Shocker. Some voters still trust the mainstream news media. It may be hard for many educated voters to believe, but fully 6 out of every 100 Americans still find the news media very trustworthy. Oh boy, when are they going to open their eyes and their ears? Continuing. That compares with a proportion twice as large, 12%, who find the country's professional deliverers of news not at all trustworthy. Watchman comment, that is exactly why you listen regularly to this True Truth News Behind the News program with Brother Johnson, God called and ordained watchman. That's what makes what I say the true truth. Amen and amen. Continuing. Urgent. Homeland Security purchases 2,700 mine-resistant protected tanks, 1.6 billion bullet stockpile, 30 to 35,000 drones on order. This is getting a little scary and creepy, is it not? Even Sister Sharon and I are starting to be shook up by how fast this is happening. Continuing. According to one estimate, since last year, the Department of Homeland Security has stockpiled more than 1.6 billion bullets, mainly 40 caliber and 9mm. DHS also purchased 2,700 mine-resistant armor-protected vehicles, MRAPs, M-R-A-P, and 30 to 35,000 drones are on order being built in Starkville, Mississippi. The new DHS-sanctioned street sweeper, my own slang to the gun ports on that MRAP, is built by Navistar Defense. Continuing. Obama uses Obamacare to pay off former friend. An insurance company known for not keeping its contractual obligations has received $340 million in federal loans to set up a health care exchange under Obamacare. Critics say the only apparent criteria for the loan is the fact that the company is led by a friend of Barack Obama during his community organizer days. She is also a leader of a George Soros-funded, politically radical organization. My, oh my. Do I have to say, I told you so? Continuing. Flu epidemic strikes millions of Americans already vaccinated against the flu. Watchman comment. I doubt that it's millions. They always call these things epidemics or pandemics, and there really is not that many people that are being affected. Continuing. The USA is in an official flu pandemic right now, okay, with Boston declaring a public health emergency and hospitals setting up flu treatment tents as if cities were war zones. My. That may happen in one or two places, and they blow it out of proportion. Continuing. The CDC says it's the worst flu pandemic in a decade, and it's, of course, urging everybody to get injected with flu vaccines. I think they've done that before, haven't they? And then they admit afterwards that it's not a pandemic? My. Continuing. But here's the dirty little secret. The vaccine industry doesn't want you to know. Most people getting the flu right now are the same people. I said they are the same people who were vaccinated with a flu shot. How about that? The CDC refuses to release any statistics on this, of course, because then the total hoax of the flu shot would be exposed. Continuing. $253.5 billion. Obama borrowed nearly six times as much in February as sequester cuts all year. During the month of February, as President Barack Obama was warning Americans they would see dramatic effects in their lives if sequestration of some planned federal spending kicked in, the federal government's debt climbed by $253.5 billion. My. Watchman comment, lies upon lies, propaganda, cover-ups. America is now governed by communist socialists. Our news now sounds like we live in Russia. and another report like that one. An impasse over the shape of the federal budget keeps boiling down to this basic plot line. Democrats say the solution to high deficits must include more tax revenue. Yet, tax revenue will hit a record this year. As the politicians look for a way forward, conservative lawmakers say that the new budget protections make their case for them. Watchman comment, they raise the taxes, they spend more money, and then they're right back to wanting to raise taxes again. Continuing, federal tax revenue is forecast to hit a record $2.7 trillion this year, according to the Congressional Budget Office. My. Oh boy, more propaganda lies and pond lies. Continuing, what will happen if Obama orders the U.S. military to confiscate guns in America? It is time for Americans to start thinking seriously about the possibility that their sons and daughters may be put in the untenable position of those going house to house, confiscating firearms and ammunition from their friends and family. What will they do? Carrying out something that would rip the very fabric of this nation apart and go against everything they have sworn to protect. In thinking the unthinkable, certainly, they must be questioning the end game. And who are the real good guys? When they see towns putting in place plans for confiscation of firearms from the unruly during emergencies, when veterans are receiving letters deeming them incompetent to own firearms without due process, aren't those in the military service wondering if they themselves will be the ones seen as threats? Will they be the unruly that towns are talking about? Continuing, politics, Eric Holder. Drone strikes against Americans on U.S. soil are legal. It is possible, I suppose, to imagine an extraordinary circumstance in which it would be necessary and appropriate under the Constitution and applicable laws of the United States for the president to authorize the military to use lethal force within the territory of the United States. Holder replied in a letter about whether Obama has the power to authorize legal force, such as drone strike, against a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil and without trial. My. Unbelievable. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled, The Work of God's Hand. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs to help this program stay on the air, or to remain anonymous, send cash and leave your return address off. Either way, do not forget to pray over it, for then God will get it through to me, no doubt about it. Amen. And also please pray for others to give as you have, as you put that love gift in an envelope. If you're ready to write the address on an envelope or on a piece of paper, here it comes. S-I-G-N-S. That's Signs. P.O. Box 122. Spell the town as L-I-S-L-E. Pronounced Lyle. State N-Y. Zip 13797. Sharon and I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support for March in Post Office Box 122 this week. And as always, it is an awesome blessing when we hear from our listeners. And we bless you right back. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, The Work of God's Hands. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. The Greek word aphius, here translated from deliverance and liberty, means forgiveness. But in this particular verse, it's translated as both deliverance and liberty. Isn't it interesting that deliverance and liberty are directly tied together with forgiveness? My. One of the most effective tools the enemy uses to steal your joy is unforgiveness, which is one of the ingredients Satan uses to harden your heart by, don't you know? Do you see when you harden your heart that you lose both deliverance and liberty? So stay soft and pliable as a piece of potter's clay, and yet Yahweh mold and shape you according to his will, not yours. Amen and amen. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8, "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou art our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand." So get ready, the day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach all their call in a church service.
Are you going to make it to heaven? The time is running out.
Listen, we love you. We love all of our brothers and sisters all over the world. But if you haven't asked Jesus Christ in your heart personally, if you haven't asked God to forgive you of your sin, if you haven't made Jesus Christ your Lord, you're not going to make it. But if you'll do those things, you will make it. The time is running out. We don't have a lot of days left. Are you ready? Why don't you ask Jesus in your heart today?
My friends, because this program is listener-supported, that is the only biblical way it can stay on the air. And I cannot sell things to stay on the air as others do. That is unbiblical, and God will not allow me to do that. The address to send your response as God touches your heart to give will be spoken in just a moment, as each program must have its own sponsors. So when you write, please mention the program you are sponsoring. But first, please remember to tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on WWCR Worldwide Frequency 4840. That's 4840. 9 p.m. Eastern, you calculate your time. Saturday, 9 p.m., 4840. Now, here is a letter supporting Wednesday's program sent to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, LISLENY 13797. May God bless you and your wife and the saints of the Most High, King of Israel. I made our Father a promise. I would help you as much as I can, and that I may be faithful in such a thing as this. I was raised a Catholic, and you are so very right about the doctrine of Mary, Baal worship. May God be with you and bless you, my friend. Signed, his servant forever and always. Brother Johnson replies, "My, oh my, my dear listening friends, that was written by a heart that is without a doubt sold out to Jesus. Amen." So I say to you, my friend, thank you for responding when you prayed and asked the Lord how he wanted you to help support his Signs program and his watchmen. God bless you, and I know he will. I also received a note from a Signs supporter this week saying he no longer wished to send support. Apparently, I had said something that offended or crossed some false doctrine he was taught. Folks, that happens, but I will not compromise God's word to keep any offering coming in, as I am not a hireling in it for the money. I'm in it for God and the truth of his word. So that is why I have to ask for new supporters once in a while, so the true truth can prevail and be spoken by Brother Johnson, called and ordained by God's own voice, and that's the truth. Now, my dear friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or your pen and paper ready, for here it comes, and I'll try to do it as slowly as I can. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks for your letters and calls, our friends, and for being here with us tonight on Signs International Radio. As we are here for you, get ready, the day of the Lord is at hand. We so enjoy our listeners, and we are blessed that Yahweh has brought us together here on Signs Radio. Please remember, this program cannot stay on the air without your support. And also, please remember, our friends, you truly are loved. I love you.
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 And I love you.
Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.